We're doing the Rambam and Pirkei Avot, and we're up to a very famous Mishnah. The Mishnah is the sixth Mishnah in the fifth chapter of Pirkei Avot, and the Mishnah continues along the same format that we've had throughout the beginning of the chapter, that we begin with a number and then we explain, we enumerate. So the Mishnah says, Shiva Dvarim Begolem, seven things in a golem. And the Rambam will explain to us that a golem is some kind of uncivilized human being. B'shiva b'chacham, and seven in a wise man. And the Mishnah is going to describe the seven attributes of the wise man and conclude with a line. It's going to say, and the uncivilized one does the exact opposite. Chacham, what does a wise person do? Eino medaber lifnei mishu gadol mimenu b'chochma. He doesn't speak before someone who is greater than him in wisdom. He doesn't interrupt his fellow man. And he's not scared to reply. Or he's not quick to reply. Nivhal could mean to be scared, or nivhal could mean to be quick to do something. Sho'el kahalacha u'meshiv ka'inyan. He asks according to what's fit for now, and he gives an answer that's fitting. V'omer al-rishon rishon v'alachon achon. And he replies in the order that he's asked. The first thing that he's asked, he replies to first, and the second thing he's asked, he replies to second. Ve'al ma shelo shama, omer lo shamati. And when there's something that he does not have a tradition, he says, I never heard the answer to that one. Umodeh la'emet, and he admits to the truth. If he's found an error, he admits that the truth is not with him. Ve'chilufein be'golem. And the golem, the one who is unrefined, is the exact opposite of all seven traits. So the Rambam says, "Ani afaresh lecha tchila et hashemot halalu." I want to explain to you these terms. Hachozrim pa'amim rabot b'dibrei chachamim, that we find repeatedly in the words of our sages. Vehim, and there are the following terms: bur, amaretz, golem, chacham, chasid. We have five terms. These five terms appear throughout the Shas. I'm going to define them, says the Rambam. Bur, what is a bur? Hu adam she'en bo ma'alot hegyoniyot. He is a person that's lacking the basic traits of a civilized person, things that logic should dictate, mannerisms and behaviors that are dictated by logic, they're beyond him. Ve'lo ma'alot midotiyot, nor does he have the more refined traits, klomar lo Torah ve'lo musar, meaning he lacks Torah and he lacks basic civilized manner. V'gam terem niknu lo tchunot ra'ot. But he also doesn't have bad traits. Ela ke'ilu hu rek min ha'tovot v'ra'ot. He's like an empty person. Very simple person. Doesn't know how to behave correctly, but he's not doing anything bad. He's simple. But simple on a social level, not only on a Torah level. So being that he's like empty of any civilization, any good or bad traits, zeh nikra bur. That's a person that's called a bur, dome lekalka. There's ground that's fallow, is called ground that is bur. So he is like a fallow land. Dome lekalka she'en zorin b'shum davar. It's like ground that no one's planting anything in it. V'ya nikret bur, k'mo she'nitber b'zraim. Ground that remains fallow, that no one's planting anything in it, that ground is called bur. And so to this person, there's nothing growing, nothing good, nothing bad. Simple. The Amaretz, what's an Amaretz? Hu adam sheyesh bo ma'alot midotiyot, aval ein bo ma'alot hegyoniyot. Meaning he has the simple knowledge of how to be civilized, but he hasn't developed beyond that. Klomar sheyesh bo derech eretz, ve'en bo Torah. Meaning he knows derech eretz. He knows how to be respectful. He knows how to deal in society. He's a good member of society. But he doesn't know the next level, which is how the Torah teaches us to refine our traits, to be better than just civilized, to be good people. Zeh anikra amaretz. That's a person that's called an amaretz, kilomar shu ra'uy liyishuv haaretz v'kibutzei harim. Meaning he's fitting for civilization, because he can be a good active participant, he could be a good member of society. He'll contribute to society. He knows how to be civilized. לפי שיש בו מידות שתיטב בהם חברתו עם זולתו, because he has the basic traits that make it pleasant, comfortable to be in his company, כמו שביארנו בהקדמת חיבורנו, like we explained He's not going to steal. He's not going to trample over other people. He knows how to be civilized. He's going to know how to work within civilization and be a productive member of civilization. So those are the first two. Boor, nothing positive, nothing negative, like fallow land. He doesn't know how to be civilized, but he's also not a person who's purposely bad. And Amaret, so at least he's civilized, but he's not learned. It's not like he's perfecting his trades, but he's at least civilized. V'golem, so what's a golem? Hu ha'adam sheyesh bo malot hegyoniot umidotiyot. He's a person who has some civilization. He has some Torah. But he hasn't perfected them, and he hasn't put them in order. But they're all confused, and none of them are perfected. That's why we call him a golem. Golem in halachic terminology, in the Mishnah, golem refers to a vessel that has the shape of a vessel, but it hasn't been refined. You haven't yet polished it. You haven't yet painted it. So you look at a piece of earthenware, it's the shape of a cup, but it's not a cup you're going to want to use. No one's sanded it down. No one's put any paint on it. So that's a golem. A golem is a person who has the shape. He has the starting qualities of someone learning. He knows how to be civilized. He knows how to have good traits. But he hasn't really refined these things. They're all in confusion. There's mayhem within. And very often it's part of the growing process. A person has to evolve through this process of being a golem before he can refine his traits and be a chacham. Kigon, for example, asakin v'asayf asher rakam anafach v'nasit lehem tzuratam kodem sheyashrem v'yashchizem v'yitzachzichem. If you take a knife or a sword that the blacksmith gave them their shape, but he hasn't yet straightened them out. So you have a knife that's not completely straight. He hasn't yet sharpened them. He hasn't yet polished them. And then he could develop what you ordinarily develop in a knife, and he then perfects them. That before they're refined, before he finishes them off, they're called golmei klei matchot, unfinished metal vessels. Kmo sheyitber bekelim, as the Mishnah is going to say, and we will explain in the Mishnah in Kelim. V'hi mila ivrit, golmi ra'u einecha. And it's a word in Hebrew, it's a pasuk in Tehillim. Klomar, chomri kodem kabalat ha'tzura ha'enoshit. King David says, you God have seen me in unfinished form. Golmi, me, the unfinished product. When I didn't yet take human form, I was still a bunch of cells. Golmi, the unfinished me, ra'u'enecha, God, you saw that. V'kevan shelo niknet lo tzura shlema karu hu golem, and being that this person has not yet completed his form, we call him a golem. Dome lechomer ha'matzui u'muchan lekabel tzura acheret asher ba yeh yoter shelem, because this person is like a raw material that's prepared, it's ready to be fashioned into something to be perfected, but it's not yet there. So now we've defined it. We've defined bur, amaretz, golem. Right? Now we go on to the positive ones. What's a chacham? Hu adam sheniknu lo shnei sugei amalot b'shlemut u'kufi ha'ra'uy. That's someone who acquired the two things, be it the civilized, being a productive member of society, and be it that he has perfected his traits the way he should. That's a chacham. Rambam says chacham is a correct participant in society who has done even better. He's perfected his traits. V'chassid hu adam ha'chacham. Chassid is a person who's attained the level of the chacham, but he's gone beyond that. Imosif b'chassidut, if he went beyond that, klomar, b'malot amidotiyot, if he takes his traits and he advances in them, ad she'yatem at klapei ha'katzeh ha'echad, till he goes a little bit beyond the call of duty. Meaning we all have our traits, and then we have our tendency to slip in certain traits in one direction. So he pushes himself in the opposite direction. The ideal we describe, the wise person takes the golden path, the middle path. But a chassid says, I know that maintaining the middle path is tough. I'm prone to slipping to one side, so I'll push myself over, drop to the other side. That's a chassid. He moves himself a little bit from the golden path in the direction that he's less apt to be, meaning to prevent himself from slipping in the other direction. Like we explained in the fourth chapter of our introduction, his actions go beyond his understanding. He's called a chassid because he's going beyond the call of duty. When you do something beyond the call of duty, that's what's called chesed. The Rambam's telling us, any extreme is called chesed. Extreme evil is also called chesed. Yeah? The Rambam is really answering a pasuk. The pasuk says, if a person sleeps with his sister, chesed hu. That's a chesed. So the commentary is, the Talmud already has, how could that be called chesed? Pasuk in Kedoshim. So the Rambam says, because anything that's off of the golden path, anything that veers to one extremity is called chesed. Ordinarily we use chesed for what veers to the side of good, but what veers to the side of bad is also called chesed. The Rambam in saying this is answering that pasuk. He doesn't tell us that's what he's answering, but he's answering that we have other places where the word chesed seems to denote something bad. Amar shachacham yu bo ilu asheva ma'alot. So the Mishnah says, a chacham has the following seven qualities. Vehem yisodot gudolim, and they are fundamental points. Velachen diber behem, that's why he took time to note these 7 points. Lefi shebehem yitkaimu ha-Torah ve-alimud ve-maaseh. Because these 7 points help a person retain his Torah, his learning, his action. Nehem arba malot midotiyot. There are 4, which are, we would describe them as derech eretz, the proper way a person should behave, being civilized. Vehem, and there are the following. 1. Enom deber lifnei mishu gadol menu bechokhmah. He doesn't speak in front of someone who's smarter than him. Ve'eno nechnas letoch divrei chavero. He doesn't interrupt his friend. He waits till his friend finishes saying what he has to say. Nor does he make claims in areas that are beyond his knowledge. That's what the Mishnah says in the end. He says about what he hasn't heard. He says, I don't know. I didn't hear it. And he won't be stubborn. If he hears the truth, he'll admit that's right. These are traits where we're advising a person. You want to be a smart person, so you should know. There are 4 points that are just logical points that should be part of a civilized, cultural person. 1, don't speak in front of people who know more than you. Let them do the talking. 2, don't interrupt someone. Hear them out. 3, if there's an area that you don't know, say you don't know. Don't talk about what you don't know. Leave that for people who do know. And 4, is that a person should be truthful. He shouldn't be stubborn and stick to his guns. If he hears that someone else is right and he's in the wrong, he should admit it. Even if he sees that he's a good debater, he could argue his point, he could push the other guy off, he could mislead the other guy and get him to think that he's right. But what we expect of a chacham is lo yasete, he won't do that. That's what the Mishnah says. He admits to the truth. And then the last 3 are 3 things that are relevant to Torah. Meaning we said 4 points are points of being civilized. Now 3 points are points of greatness that a person who's big in Torah should have these traits. Imitau mit'e be'umanut ha-hataya al yufta v'yivahel v'yisher mesupak ba'emet ela yargish b'mirut et mekom ha-ta'ud v'yigaleu. He says, if someone misleads him, someone tricks him, how quick is he to catch on that he's being tricked and conned? So the Mishnah says, "Eino nivah le'ashiv." He's not scared of answering. So we said, "Eino nivah le'ashiv" has multiple meanings. The Rambam says it means he's not scared to call the shots. He's not scared to say, you guys are full of baloney. This is a lie. This is a scam. So the Rambam gives a very interesting explanation. What's Eino Nivah Le'ashiv? That he's not scared when someone's trying to trick him. how can a person not be scared to say this is wrong? That's if he's really swift to understand. The only way you could do that is if you really know how to analyze well and be able to be on top of when someone's trying to mislead you and be able to discern things quickly. Okay, takes a sharp mind. The second thing is to ask the correct questions that are relevant. He won't ask for a proof that's not fitting this science. Different sciences require different forms of proof, different deduction, induction, different ways of proving different concepts. You have to know which questions are fit for which type of learning. And if someone asks him the question, he'll also know how to answer an answer that pertains to the question. If the question really involves proving his point, so he'll bring a good proof. And if he's asked the question that's not about proving your point, but it's about explaining something, he'll know to understand the essence of the question and answer it. וכן אם ישאלו ממנו סיבה חומרית ויתן סיבה מצד הצורה, או ישאלו ממנו סיבה מצד הצורה ויתן סיבה מצד התכלית. Person has to know to understand the question and which types of answers really encompass the question. I can understand this Rambam so well. I was giving a class 2 hours ago. One of the people in the class doesn't speak the language correctly. And he kept asking me a question, and I kept trying to answer him. And after about 5 minutes, everyone else in the class understands, and he doesn't understand. And I'm not understanding what he's asking me. So I suggested to someone in one of the other people in the class, I said, could you try answering him? I was frustrated. I didn't know what words I was saying he wasn't understanding when there's a language barrier. So I wasn't sure what he was saying, and I wasn't sure what I was saying that he wasn't understanding. So the other guy said one sentence after 5 minutes that I'm racking my brain trying to figure out how to explain to this guy what I'm saying. The other guy who understood what I was saying said one sentence because he was able to understand what he was asking. I didn't understand what he was asking. I was spending 5 minutes there in frustration. I couldn't get what doesn't he understand?
What language was it?
I was talking Hebrew, yeah. But he's not a native Hebrew speaker. He's South American.
Oh, okay.
So he was trying to explain to me what's bothering him, and I couldn't understand why he wasn't getting it. The Rambam says there's a type of wisdom that's understanding what he's asking and understanding which answer is going to answer him. One sentence, I was floored. Everyone there was rolling. In one sentence, the guy says, oh, now I understand. Now, I also understood from his answer that I hadn't understood the question correctly. I didn't know what to address. And that's what the Mishnah says. Sho'el kalcha u'mashiv ki'inyan. He has to know how to ask correctly and also answer correctly. That you can only do after you've learned a lot. To know what type of answer fits which question and to understand the different angles you can approach a question in order to answer it. And the third point the Mishnah teaches us that a person has to try and attain. That a person organizes what he's teaching. He doesn't just say things the way they come to his head, but rather he organizes his thoughts and puts them in the correct order when he's presenting his ideas. Because that's very beneficial if you teach this way. And that's what the Mishnah says. That he says the first thing first and the next thing next. He builds his thoughts in a systematic way. He explains his concepts systematically, one thing based on another. If you can organize your thoughts that way, that's a sign of a wise person. And all of these, when it comes to the golem, are the exact opposite. Like we explained, he's not whole. That's why he doesn't attain this level. So our Mishnah taught us 7 traits. The Rambam gave us a very interesting twist on the 7 traits. The Rambam says 4 of them are traits of basics, being cultural or civilized, and that is not talking before someone who's smarter, not interrupting, not talking about subjects that we don't really understand that are beyond us, and being truthful, admitting when we're wrong. And then the last three he said are three that are from perfecting our traits. They really stem from the Torah. And number one is, if you've perfected your analytical skills, then you could be quick to catch on when someone's trying to deceive you and be quick to point out where his trickery is at. Number two is that a person knows how to ask correctly and answer correctly. He understands which questions are relevant and which answers can answer the question correctly. And number three is that a person knows how to present his thoughts in an organized, systematic way, building one thing on top of another so that his logic is understood and people, he has his thoughts organized and people understand him more easily.